Children growing, women producing, men go working, some do still. Things keep moving, angels singing, times forsaken, I've been saying. Children growing, women producing, men go working, some do still. Things keep moving, angels singing, times forsaken, I've been saying. Children growing, women producing, men go working, some do still. Things keep moving, angels singing, times forsaken, I've been saying.
Wait for it. Hold on. Coming.
That is spread.
Ooh, and the beat just dropped to welcome you to Mucho Mondays. You know, it's the only podcast that funks itself to sleep every night. And we're your hosts, Byron Gonzalez.
And Danny Avocado. That intro right there. And I knew my bestie over here would love it. It's from Maximono from London with Funk Yourself. You see what we did there?
Yeah, I let her play the... this song as the intro song. It was good. I liked it. Good job, Daniela.
Hell yeah, guys. You hear that? He let me play that song.
So, yes, welcome to another episode of Mucho Mondays. It's our second episode of the year, and it's going strong because I hope you guys liked our first episode, which I believe had the booming confidence of a drunk guy at karaoke.
Yeah, drunk guys in general have booming confidence that I should probably... interview one day and ask them how they do it. Make a video about it.
Yeah, like ask them what kind of alcohol they prefer to get them boomed with confidence.
Yeah, just ask them like, hey, why can't you get enough of yourself?
It's true. I've fallen victim to myself of that. But we have a great episode for you guys. A bunch of great music, new and old. Can't wait to, you know, start playing the first song for you guys. So why don't I just go ahead and do that? This first one is from Santigold. It's a new song from her upcoming album, which is actually going to be released January 22nd. It's called 99 Cents. That's the album name. But this song is called Can't Get Enough of Myself.
Hey!
gets better, will you be my nurse? There's no heartbroken that your love can't fix. Oh, please fix me before the silence hits.
That last song was from Basement Jaxx with Rock This World, and that was off his newest album, which is not as new because it came out in 2014, but it was a great song and I loved it. And I wanted to play Basement Jaxx and Santi Gold together just because they collaborated beforehand on some other track, on some other album, way, way long ago.
Well, speaking of collaborations, you know what goes very well with this chilly El Nino weather that's making its way to LA? Hot cocoa.
Very delicious hot cocoa. Chocolate. You can't say no to chocolate.
I'm in love with the cocoa. Yep. So to celebrate this chocolatey deliciousness, I'm going to give you a little baby list of must-try hot chocolate spots in LA. So on the top of the list, in no particular order, we have Demitasse with a hot chocolate that A, has marshmallows freaking torched to order, dude. Torched. I only see a torch in other aspects of my life. Never for hot chocolate. And B, they also have this lavender hot chocolate that is supposed to be infused with vanilla and lavender oils. And I don't know about you, but that sounds exotic and delicious and yummy all at once.
I don't know. When I think of lavender, I just think of hand soap, because my roommate just bought this lavender hand soap, and now I'm thinking about hot chocolate and that hand soap. It's just not, I don't know.
Way to ruin the magicalness of this hot chocolate. But whatevs. If you want to check it out for yourself, it's located in Little Tokyo and in Santa Monica. It's spelled D-E-M-I-T-A-S-S-E, real quick. Another one is Choco Vivo, and they're known for their stone ground cocoa. And if you're feeling really brave and chocolatey, you should go for their 100% Mayan, which is 100% cocoa and water, just that. So I don't know, it might be a little bitter, but if that's what you're into, that's the place to look for.
Definitely sounds like it has less sugar. So if your New Year's resolution is to have less sugar this year like me, then that's perfect.
Yep. Or if you want to just try something different, in Pasadena there's Amara Cafe, and they're a Venezuelan cafe. And some of the flavors that they offer is chile pasillo in their hot chocolate, which sounds interesting because I have seen chocolate bars with chili in them. Yeah. So there's that flavor. And then, of course, you have your cinnamon, and they also have a toasted salted caramel marshmallow hot chocolate. Yums. And if you just want to keep it a little traditional, a little OG, you can go to Shortcake. In the original farmer's market, they include a hot chocolate with the Mexican Ibarra chocolate bar. So that is effing delicious.
Also, as a side note, a little tip for me, you can also go to Pete's Coffee and get yourself a peppermint hot cocoa, because Pete's Coffee kind of carries peppermint all year round. It's kind of those secret flavors after the holiday that we still keep around. It's kind of, yeah, just ask your barista over there or ask me. But moving on, let me just give a little shout out to a buddy of mine and her YouTube channel and her series. Her name is Shay Thetmore, and she has two YouTube channels. One's for her IRL series that she does every Thursday. It's based on Tinder profile conversations, which are pretty funny and pretty awkward. Kind of make you question that stuff like this actually happens. Like, what? How is that even possible? Well, conversations like this actually happen. It's fucking scary every time. And her second YouTube channel is her own personal vlog. That's blog with a V. And it's interesting. To tell you the truth, I've never checked out a vlog before. But seeing hers kind of gave me an idea and then a new introspect into vlogs. It's pretty cool. It's kind of like a day in the life in someone else's life, not yours, you know. It's like opening up a book and reading about someone else's life, which is just as interesting. Except with a vlog, there's no reading to be done, just watching. It's kind of cool. So check those two YouTube channels out. Pretty cool. Look for updates on the Mucho Monday Facebook page. I've already posted a video that I found quite amusing. But anywho, let's continue on to some more music, because this next set is pretty fucking groovy.
Yes, Byron G, yes, very groovy indeed. This next jam is actually a Jefferson Airplane track, White Rabbit, but it has a very modern twist. This is Sander Van Dorn and Pep and Rash, so check them out.
One mean pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits,
we'll be right back.
That last track was Coyote Kisses with Sunny Days. So, I don't know. I really, really hope you guys enjoyed those last two songs, because if they didn't make you dance, you are a sourpuss. Sourpuss indeed. But if you don't want to dance in your seat or wherever you're at, luckily for you, I do have some events so that you can go out and dance yourself. So, I hope you like Coyote Kisses as well, because they are playing on Friday the 22nd. With Pecking Duck and Embody for $20. So look them up. It'll be tons of fun. We also have the Addicts at the House of Blues in Anaheim playing that night. And TSOL at the Observatory. So far you have three choices to go for. Or If none of that was your thing, maybe this next jam will change your mind, because the band is actually going to be playing that night as well with Tijuana Panthers. But I am going to let Byron G tell you about them, because he's going to be playing a track of theirs.
I'm sure I've played them on this podcast before, but you guys don't remember. So it's good. It's a little refresher. Just from the name alone, I'm sure you guys are like, whoa, it's fucking intriguing.
Think of it as a musical refreshment.
Yeah, it's refreshing. It's fresh. You haven't heard anything like this before if you're not Hispanic. If you're Hispanic, you've kind of heard similar things. But regardless, this is Chicano Batman. Look at that. Already, you're like, what? I saw all of your heads perk up right now. Chicano Batman? There's Batman? And he's like Mexican? Oh, what? What's that? Well, they got a great sound to themselves. And just playing them live or watching them play live, it's a whole different story. So for now, I'm going to let you guys listen to Pomegranate Tree by Chicano Batman.
Light shining on pomegranate tree, shining on you, shining on me, making love and hoping with smiles on our faces, and no one gets home. Oh yes, that they continue to roam wherever they are. It was a good time, a place of plentiful food where juice is flowed and smothered our souls. But that season exists in my memory as I gaze into the frame, reflecting my home and my people that I long for. Waiting here on the west side, waiting for time to pass, waiting to hit you right on. Inspiration, a breeze of energy that will guide me toward a place of peace, a place where love bathes us, nurturing fruit in the desert, bathes us, nurturing fruit. Waiting for time to pass, waiting to reach you right on. Inspiration, a breeze of energy that will guide me toward a place of peace, a place where love bathes us, nurturing fruit in the desert, bathes us, nurturing fruit, bathes us, nurturing fruit. Baseless nurturing food. Baseless nurturing food. Baseless nurturing food. Baseless nurturing. I'm
Okay, so following Chicano Batman was Swim with a double M at the end with their track All the Time. And if you were digging that song, you can catch them tonight, guys, at the Echoplex. So
let me make that clear. Tonight, Monday. It's a Monday.
So, mm-hmm.
So if you're a day late, a couple weeks late, sorry, guys. This is for Monday.
The 18th, guys. Monday the 18th, tonight. So if you don't like it, then maybe you can get your boring ass somewhere else and get a sense of humor with Nick Swartzen, because he's going to be playing too for $30 at Largo at the Coronet. And tomorrow, Tuesday the 19th, we have City of the Sun for only $10 at the Satellite. So get your groove on. And okay, I'm giving you guys some shows that are pretty, you know, last minute. But also this Thursday, the 21st, we're going to have Talib Kweli, High Tech, and Reflection Eternal playing at the Blasco.
What? That sounds dope as shit.
Tis I indeed. $25 if you want to check them out. But as my managers over here at the More Better Media Studios are letting me know, it is time for our halftime funnies. Insert laugh track here.
Ha ha ha. You wanted me to do that? No?
Yeah, sure. So, without further ado, here you guys go. Laugh, it's good for you.
My girlfriends always want to have girls' night. At what point did we stop wanting to hang out with guys when we're drunk and just hang out with other girls? What kind of weird lesbian mating ceremony is that? And if you bring up the idea of a girls' night, you could barely know the girl. Girls love it. It spreads like wildfire. Want to have a girls' night? Oh my god, girls' night. And you can, it's like we communicate on a different level. Like it just, you said it was girls' night. Bing, 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 bing. Girls, you don't, is it just a girls' night? Girls' night. Fuck yeah, girls' night. Do it, girls' night. Would you come over? Girls' night, put blankets on the floor, have cupcakes, make brownies, have cake, watch TV, Us Weekly, Jennifer Aniston, Love Actually, Sip as a Board, Light as a Feather, have a pillow fight, margaritas, make brownies, hang out, give massages, do hair, paint our nails. Go. Sounds great, Becky. Can't wait to be shit-faced on your couch at 2 a.m. with no one to make out with. You got Grey's Anatomy on DVD? Great, pop it in, let's les out. Where's your brother? Make that happen.
I wish I could have a girl's night with this bad bitch right here. That was Eliza Schlesinger. I can't even say that. I can't. I'm too Mexican for that shit. But you can catch all her cool Netflix specials. And if not, you can look her up on YouTube too.
Her newest one, I feel, is the funniest one. Or maybe just because her hair did it for me. I found it funnier than the other ones. But
yeah, guys, short hair is definitely funnier than long hair.
Short hair with purple in there.
Yeah, all that. But anyway, enough about her sexy hot looks. She's effing hilarious, so make sure you guys go ahead and check her out. She's constantly playing in LA all the time and like buttfuck everywhere else in the US, so make sure you catch her. But in the meantime, catch some groovy tunes.
They're not so much groovy as they are smooth and sly.
Yeah, I was trying to be sly myself over here and just sneak those in. If you're at any of those hot chocolate places that I talked to you about, this would be a good time to put on some earphones.
Yeah, because what I have in store for you next is some great foreign music. Not too foreign, it's French music. Because once upon a time ago, I took a French class and just fell in love with the language. And I get jealous at the people who tell me that they took French back in high school. But when I was in high school, I wanted to get an easy A, so I took Spanish. And I already know Spanish, so go figure. Anywho, this first song is by Stacey Kent. It's a nice, easygoing French song. It's called Samba. Savara.
Être heureux, c'est plus ou moins ce qu'on cherche. J'aimerais rechanter et je n'empêche pas les gens qui sont bien d'être joyeux. Pourtant, s'il est une samba, son tristesse est un vin qui ne donne pas l'ivresse. Un vin qui ne donne pas l'ivresse, non, ce n'est pas la samba que je veux. La chanson un como, d'autres pour qui ce n'est rien qu'une mode, d'autres qui en profitent sont l'aimer. Moi je l'aime et j'ai pas curé le monde en cherchant ses racines vagabondes. Aujourd'hui pour trouver les plus profondes, c'est la samba chanson qu'il faut chanter. S'enrhumer sa poésie à des siècles de danse et de douleur. Mais quel que soit le sentiment qu'elle exprime, elle est blanche de formes et de rimes, blanche de formes et de rimes, elle est nègre, bien nègre dans son cœur. Elle est blanche de formes et de rimes, blanche de formes et de rimes, elle est nègre, bien nègre dans son cœur.
Ressemble à la Louisiane, à l'Italie. Il y a du linge étendu sur la terrasse, et c'est joli. On dirait le sud, le temps dure longtemps. Et la vie sûrement une million d'années. Et toujours en été, y a plein d'enfants qui se roule sur la pelouse. Y'a plein de chiens, y'a même un chat, une tortue, des poissons rouges. Il ne manque rien. On dirait le sud, le temps dure longtemps, et la vie surprend une million d'années. Et toujours en
la guerre. On le sait bien, on n'aime pas ça, mais on ne sait pas quoi faire. On dit c'est le destin. En été,
all right, that last song was by Lassude, Easing You Out by Nino Ferrer. And just listening to French music gets me realizing that I have pretty much romantic buildup right now. I'm like, holy shit, I want to have wine with candlelight and rose petals on my own bed by myself. I don't know. That's weird, right? I'm sorry.
It sounds a little personal, but luckily for you, you've reached the after hours. Bow, chicka, bow, bow. Okay, guys. Yes, yes. We are now entering the after hours. A special little mix for you guys.
It's the special mix after the party of great mixes. I don't know. It's still all great all around.
Yeah, yeah. It's great all around, but... Here we're going to have some oldies but goodies. We also have a delicious track that I had never ever heard that Byron brought to the mix. And almost I want to say more importantly, a very cool request that we have from an old time listener. And it's actually going to start off our after hours mix. Amy, this one is going to be for you, but before we get there, because I was made aware that we have played this band before, it's going to come with a little side note just for you.
No, I just want to ask you something. I mean, reply to us on my Facebook or on the Mucho Mondays Facebook just for the publicity, but did you listen to that episode and wanted to request this song again, or did you listen to this separately? Because I did play this exact same song.
I want to say that it's because she's just that cool. But I know she is going to catch them soon. So if you like it, go online. Find out when they play.
Yeah, they're really good. Like, I think there's a version of this song that has Q-Tip. I couldn't find it for the podcast. But, man, it's so good. And all their other songs are just... Oh, they're so great. I'm so jealous of you that you're going to go watch them.
All right. Well, all of our listeners who are not Amy or Byron are probably thinking, who the fuck is this band? Say them already. Okay, listen closely. It is Hiatus Coyote. And it is not a real word. It is spelled K-A-I-Y-O-T-E because we all really want you to go check them out. They are from Australia, and their genre is too strange for words. So check them out. This is the song Nakamura.
Rise, butterfly. I see you and I. Honey, don't you know we two will pose loving through this light? Honey, don't you know we two will pose always love you, yeah, 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 yeah.
Kale gon' get it bumpin', they humpin' like when it's over. We gon' all get into somethin'. The dog is fresh, Southside without a vest. Nothing on my chest but these ladies about the Midwest. I must confess that in the shy you're so blessed. Leaving nothing on my mind but doggy, you would say sex. This ain't a test, you fucking with a cold mess. Meet me in Chicago, let me get you to this real west. It's real strong, real fat and real long. Doggies in the building holding something they can feel upon. And once they get it, something they can build upon. Take that skinny nigga home, work that feeling till it's gone. Get that homegrown, put that shit on daddy long. I know how you ladies do it, t-shirt with no panties on. Let's get this shit cracking, Kellen doggy, dog in action. If you in here all alone, you might get this dog bone.
I pull up dip low in the Phantom with the wheel spinning, ladies like I'm in the back of the club blowing trees, hands up, head bobbing like in the spot where the girls go wild, dancing TD bar style. I'm like Snoop Dizzle, hey, your boy Kills, hey, let me hear you say
to all the ladies in the place with style and grace. Allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with. Keep the F a secret, why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot, now check it. I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy, I got mad friends with Benzes. See notes by the layers, true fucking players. Jump in the Rover and come over, tell your friends jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree.
I pull up, dip low in the Phantom with the wheel spinning, ladies like I'm in the back of the club blowing trees, hands up, head bobbing like in the spot where the girls go wild, dancing TD bar style. I'm like Snoop Dizzle, hey, your boy Kills, hey, let me hear you say
see that low rider go by there like oh my. You ain't got to tell me why you're sick cause I know why. I dip through in that six tray like Sikkim's Ray. I'm a niche that they can't scratch, they sick of me. But hey, what else can I say? I love LA cause over and above all it's just another day. And this one begins where the last one ends. Pick up where we left off and get smashed again. I'll be damned, just fucked around and crashed my Benz. Driving around with a smash front end. Let's cash that one in, grab another one from out the stable. The Monte Carlo, El Camino, or the El Dorado. The hell if I know, Dubai won't let the seats of vinyl. Decisions, decisions, garage looks like precision collision. Or Mako, beats quake like Waco. Just keep the bass low, speakers away from your face though.
I pull up, dip low in the Phantom with the wheel spinning, ladies like I'm in the back of the club blowing trees, hands up, head bobbing like in the spot where the girls go wild, dancing TD bar style. I'm like Snoop Dizzle, hey, your boy Kills, hey,
don't make money, change ya.
Who made more money than the count of Monte Crisco? He lived a lavish consciousness, gas just hit, taking it to the point where he lost proper perspective. Started cutting off the people he came up with. Ego blown like a soul had been abducted. Though his heart was once real, now material has filled up his world and he couldn't get enough of it. Used to wanna be the best of the rap dons. Now his only one concern is going platinum. And his skill assist decreased and the inner hunger ceased. Now content just as long as fame and cash come. He's a big willy now, rapping about cars. $1,000 shopping sprees, hanging out with stars. I mean, just a year ago, he was broke, bumming money, drinking out the 40 bottle, living on the money. Danger.
Alright, after Hiatus, Coyote was Miss Dynamite with Dynamite.
That was a song that I told you guys I had never, ever, 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 ever heard in my life. But it blew me away. So I hope you guys dug it too. After that was, if y'all don't know who that was, then I don't know what's wrong with your life. Swerve. But that's that shit. That is what that song was, with Snoop Dogg featuring R. Kelly. So, you know, we took it a little back, not too back, just a little back. But then at the very end, we took it way back. You know, we were partying like it's 1999. That was Blacklicious ending that four block with Deception.
It was so way back that even that YouTube page for that was pixelated.
I don't know if he's lying or not, but you could check them out if you want to find out.
It did not have the option to get better quality. That's all I'm saying.
You could not watch it in HD. But I suggest you go and check more of them out. They are a very cool Sacramento duo. So that was, again, Blacklicious ending our beautiful mix for today. So this is a time that we all hate but love because we can go and partay without you guys. Byron's off already with all these fucking bitches, beer, and hard drugs out here. Gosh, it's tough for a kid from the projects.
You mean hanging out by myself at home, drinking beer?
In Hollywood? Okay, I don't know. We're just getting crazy now. A little silly. But we do want to thank you guys for listening and tell you that brunch is a very important meal.
And for you guys to have a very pleasant tomorrow.